Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, day two completed. A little bit of a curveball. My daughter stayed home from daycare, so it's just the two of us. Had a chance to come in and meet up with the general manager. I'm impressed by these folks. They're really. My daughter did a good job too. Her name is Isabel, and she did a great job sitting in the business office for 2.5 hours. That was a long time, wasn't it? That was a really long time. And so it was good. We covered everything from lead flow to the current challenge, like the 10-week cap.
Moving you got to like learn certain type.
Yeah.
And so we got the process back.
That was lots of fun. The movies were really good. It was really neat to see. Some stuff that's definitely in the works that's definitely falling. I want to make sure that people are paid very aggressively and very competitively. I'm finding out more and more. And what? Okay. You can look at the phone after we record this. Is that on okay? Okay. I'm finding out that a lot of folks that work in fitness are not there for the money. It's due to the passion for the lifestyle change, the mindset change, the physical change, and that's really like at the heart. And I don't know, maybe that's just love, maybe that's general, but folks are, like, are here for the impact and the difference. I like school teachers. School teachers don't go in just for the money. They do the change line. Like there's like genuine care that's very like heartfelt.
Yeah.
It just touches me. That's really cool. So had a chance to talk to the manager, and it was kind of like that. We probably talked for an hour and a half about logistics, business stuff, and other good things in the work. And then at the final end, we talked about compensation. And the part that really grabbed my attention was compensation. I kept looking at, all right, I want a strong base. I want it to be upper average.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.